Walt Bodine was an aristocrat among newsmen and a friend to the people of Kansas City. As a reporter, he always got the story, and he usually got it first. He wrote like a poet. Here he is reporting on President Truman's visit to Kansas City during the 1951 floods.
Now a runaway barge is at this moment careening down the river, imperiling two important bridges. In Kansas City, Kansas, in the Argentine section, first to be inundated, other firemen had a long fight to bring another blaze under control.
His longtime colleague, competitor, and friend, Charles Gray, says Bodine's great gift was his ability to get at the heart of the story.
The Hyatt collapse. He was getting information on the air as to who these people were. That's what people wanted to know. Was my son there? Was my brother there? And Walt sensed that. He senses what the public needs to know. I don't think anybody comes near him.
Bodine was born at 31st and Charlotte on August 27, 1920. He attended Longfellow Elementary and Westport High School. His curiosity, his lifelong love of the vox populi, the voice of the people, began as a soda jerk behind the counter of his family's all-night drugstore at Linwood and Troost. It was the heyday of the Pendergast machine. Bodine could eavesdrop on gamblers, prostitutes, and gangsters. After an unsuccessful stint in the theater, Walt got his first job in broadcasting. The general manager of KDRO in Sedalia gave him 1 week.
I was, in fact, talking about somebody named Joe DiMaggio and stuff like that. Friday rolled around, and he said, "Do you think you're ever going to understand the difference between the American League and the National League?" I came down with a fit of pure honesty, and I said, "I don't think so."
Bodine was fired on the spot. A couple of more broadcast jobs and a stint in the military, and it was 1947. That's the year Bodine began a 20-year career with WDAF, the NBC affiliate in Kansas City. He wore many hats there: reporter, anchor, and news director. But it was there he established his name as a pioneer among talk show hosts.
This is Walt Bodine.
And this is Gene Glenn.
And this program is Conversation.
Conversation was broadcast from the Tony Breton's restaurant at 12th and Baltimore. High-caliber guests joined them at the lunch table, authors, performers, and politicians.
And welcome to Conversation, where our guest today is Robert Kennedy, campaign manager for his brother's presidential campaign, John Kennedy, the Democratic candidate.
Walt was equally as comfortable talking with a Kennedy as he was at the counter of Town Topic, one of his favorite burger joints. He walked the streets of Independence with President Harry Truman and the streets of Kansas City with hookers and drunks. Jim Rice became a fan of Walt's as a college student and worked with him as a political consultant. He remained a lifelong friend.
He's a master conversationalist. The annoying part of being with Walt in public places, during the course of a meal, there'll be four or five people who come over. "Hi, Walt. I heard that broadcast." And Walt is absolutely courteous to a fault.
Walt Bodine's next high-profile position was Night Beat on radio station WHB.
Dial Baltimore 1-8300. Long distance may dial 816 Victor 26080.
Nightbeat ran from 10 p.m. until 1 in the morning, and as Walt would say, brought everyone in to talk about anything.
"The bishop misquoted the president, and the gentleman from Leavenworth went ahead and embroidered it, and I've never called Nightbeat."
"He sat here in the listening capacity, and also one who's known Bishop Frank for a very long time. I respect him very much. I do believe, I may have to play the tape back and see if I'm, tomorrow, if I'm making sense, but I believe the statement this lady has just made is accurate."
"Afraid of Christmas?"
"Oh, yeah. Who's afraid of Christmas?"
"Yeah. Well, I was the gentleman who called in who had just gotten out of the mental hospital."
Bodine would say when the calls got really weird, he'd start calling the show outpatient on the air. He said callers never knew the difference. Growing up as a Depression-era kid, Walt Bodine said he always felt better having more than one job at a time. For most of his career, he did. During his broadcasting years, he taught at UMKC, freelanced in advertising and political consulting. He wrote books, a column for the Squire newspaper, and did a regular commentary for Channel 9 called "What Do You Say to That?"
"And, I heard a story on the radio where some people, I guess it was at a convention, were talking about the funeral industry and the death care industry. You know, does that spook you as much as it does me? Yep, I'll tell you. And then, well, I think it's just a matter of time till your favorite clergyman joins the trend and you start having the religion industry. Well, anyway, if they did that, we'll know who the CEO is. What do you say to that?
Alan Ball, one of Bodine's regular photographers at Channel 9, says Walt's pieces mattered.
I know we did Hillsdale Bank Barbecue out in Hillsdale, Kansas. It's a bank that the guy that's been converted to a restaurant. The next weekend, they ran out of food, and that was because of the appearance of Walt Bodine there.
The first Walt Bodine show was at KMBZ, but in 1983, then-station manager Sam Scott wooed Walt to public radio and KCUR. He loved his listener lines as much as the wide variety of guests. He cultivated a list of regular shows, the food critics, the movie critics, Nature in the City, and historic Kansas City.
And good morning to you. Welcome to the Walt Bodine Show, and today we're here with Jane Flynn.
Patty Cahill, former general manager of KCUR, learned how important Walt was to the community when she made an abysmal public relations faux pas and terminated him in the 90s. The response? Pickets and biting media editorials. She brought him back and now is glad.
Without Walt, I don't think we would have come as far as we are in terms of our influence and our part of this community.
Walt Bodine spent his whole life in Midtown Kansas City with his wife of over 50 years, Bernadine, who preceded him in death. Together they raised five children, Marty, Tom, Mary, Damian, Joseph, and Rebecca. In the introduction to his first book, Walt wrote this. If you come along with me, I'll hand you a piece of pie in one place and a piece of my mind in another. If you hit a piece of either one you don't like, jump to the next chapter, which is bound to be different. The passage seems an apt metaphor for the way Walt Bodine lived his long, engaged, and animated life. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.
Every morning, open line with all kinds of people calling from everywhere with all kinds of viewpoints. And special guests, thank you very, very much for listening. Thank you very, very much for all you do.